This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Something happened yesterday in the game between the Texas Rangers and the Chicago White Sox. Jonah Heim, the catcher of the Texas Rangers, was ready to field a throw, and he was on the right side of the plate, shuffled his feet to the left side because the throw took him past the third baseline on the left side. He went, shuffled his feet, left a lane on Elvis Andrews' right side as he was sliding in, and Andrews was initially called up, but upon further review, they called him safe because they said Jonah Heim was blocking the plate. I'm starting to get a little bit upset with these blocking the plate rules. I think that they're getting a little too ticky-tacky to the point where you need slow-motion replay to determine whether a catcher blocked the plate or not. And being a catcher, I saw Jonah Heim, you know, what he did is nothing short of, I think, what anybody would have done as the catcher in that situation, where you're set up one way, then you have to shuffle your feet, still leaving a lane for the runner, but still being penalized for blocking the plate. I mean, the only thing that he did, his half of his right foot was on home plate, which might have been the only thing, but there was still a lane, like there was still space where Andrews had an opportunity to slide and touch the plate without making contact with the catcher. So these rules, to me, the catcher rules are getting a little silly. I like protecting the catchers. I do think that running into the catcher outright before was just something that was weird to be implemented into baseball. Like, it was just one of those things that happened that just didn't feel like it was supposed to be part of the game. It was just kind of thrown in there because we like contact and violence. And yeah. So, not a fan, though, of these catcher rules anymore. I think there's got to be some sort of middle ground where you got to give catchers a little more leeway to protect the play, especially when they have the ball. And Heim was in the process of fielding the ball, then did and successfully executed a tag. So, some of these rules, the rules specifically as it relates to catchers and blocking the plate, I think they need to be refined and relaxed a little bit. Again, don't want collisions anymore, don't necessarily need that in the game of baseball, but that call yesterday was just one of many where it left teams frustrated, and I think frustrated for good reason.